Well, you've probably seen in the papers a dog called Hank has been making headline news, and for all the wrong reasons for Hank and his owners, Joanne and Leonard, who join me in the studio now. Leonard and Joanne, thank you so much indeed for coming. What a horrendous time you must be having at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very tough.
So tell us what happened.
On Thursday, I received a phone call from my father to state that Hank wasn't at the property. He had called over to walk him. I left work. I came straight home, and when I got home, we found a warrant sellotaped to the front door stating that the council had the legal remit to enter my property at any time and remove any suspected band breed. Mm-hmm. I spoke to a neighbour who informed me that up to 8 police officers and 4 dog wardens, which I've now found out, police officers wearing riot gear and carrying riot shields, got into my property and removed Hank.
I can't even begin to imagine what that would, even if you've been at home. Mm. What that would have been like.
That would be tough for a human, never mind a dog that's mm-hmm. just trying to, you know, just laze about and just have his wee sleep as normal. So I just, sometimes it's just too hard to even think about what he would have went through and what he's thinking about us now, I'm sure.
And what age is Hank?
He's coming too.
So he's only a pup?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a wee puppy, a wee baby.
And where did you get him?
Friend of a friend, really, yeah, so... Yeah.
And you were told he was what?
A staffy mixed with Labrador.
So, and have you ever had any complaints from neighbours or anybody?
No. The only, what you could call a complaint would be that there was an issue with Hank barking, and that was more of a noise issue, and that was simply because going from one property to another where the front of the road was more accessible, he was getting a bit more agitated with people walking past. But at no point did we have any concerns over his breed or his temperament.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we can think of, perhaps. It's been the actual noise.
He's never shown any signs of aggression?
No,
none.
And that's around all people?
Absolutely.
Small people, big people?
Yeah, absolutely.
If anything, you know, we would say he's too affectionate. You know, whenever somebody walks in, he's over at them, but it's for attention, not for aggression or get away or anything.
It's not just snarling, barking.
No,
he
wants love, so he does.
We had a dog behaviourist out over the last couple of months because of the first start barking at people as they walk past, which is completely normal behaviour for a dog, and also because of jumping up and trying to lick visitors, regardless of whether they were interested in it or not.
Yeah.
And he was responding extremely well to those. And I've asked the couple directly, was this complaint regarding his behaviour or to do with how he looks? And they have categorically told me it is because of how he looks.
And have you any idea how he came to the council's attention?
A complaint from the public, which I've recently found more information out. They made a complaint on the 7th of July, and I think that was a Friday. Then on the next working day, they came out the same day to assess him, and they seen him through my window. On the next working day, they got a warrant, and the next working day after that, they executed that warrant with up to 8 police officers I've already described.
But no contact to you?
None. No contact to me. No indication of what was going on. No conversation. So within the space of 3 working days, they have used up a considerable amount of public resources on seizing this dog without discussing it with me whatsoever.
Where are you at the moment?
Well, that's a good question. The council have been communicating things to me that they... Basically, I've been told by 2 separate council officers that they believe he's a pit bull. And one of them has actually used the term acting aggressively. But he hasn't been walked once in 7 days within being held. So I no wonder that he's acting a certain way. We're waiting on an expert coming over next week to assess his breed and his temperament. But the real problem here is the legislation. The legislation is so grey and abstract. There is no set guidelines at all. There's nothing to say how a breed is determined. There's nothing to say how behaviour is determined. And the real problem for me here is that the council have said, despite the fact that they deem him as acting aggressively at the moment, they would still release him if it was determined he wasn't a pit bull.
Right.
So is there a different level of aggression?
Yeah.
Where is their duty to care regarding that?
The statement we have from the city council, the dog has been taken in for assessment. A determination is made based on the animal's physical characteristics and temperament. If the dog is deemed to be of a banned breed and judged to present a danger to the public, the matter is referred to the courts to decide whether a destruction order should be issued. Mm-hmm. That's what the council says. Have you been able to visit Hank?
No.
So he's not seeing the friendly faces that he's used to?
No. Upon questioning, the council have repeatedly given me the answer that is due to the fact it will cause undue stress to Hank that we can't visit him. Now, how anyone can tell me that is ridiculous. I firmly believe it's a security issue. The council do not want their premises, their dog kennels under picket or under threat But
do you even know where he is?
No. I would imagine somewhere in Belfast. But why should we, and more importantly, why should Hank suffer because the council can't secure their own premises because they're doing such a ridiculous job of this that there's such a public backlash of opinion against them?
I can tell you're so frustrated by it. I mean, have you been dog owners before?
No. Hank was our first. And we don't see him as a dog. He sleeps in my bed and he's there with me at all times and he is a member of the family.
Yeah. And when you take him out walking...
He loves him.
He's fine, yeah. Yeah. He's chases squirrels.
Runs from cats.
Yeah, he's afraid of cats.
Yeah.
He eats everything. He'll eat anything off the ground, which causes problems. Yeah. So...
Now, obviously, there have been an awful lot of dog lovers out there have been supporting you. And you can understand people saying, well, you know, I mean, I've seen photographs of him and he does have, he has a look of a band breed about him, just a look. But what? How can you say, I know I'm saying that, but it's one of those, I've seen pitbulls that are badly treated. I mean, any dog can be aggressive.
Exactly. Yeah. And this calls into question the whole idea of what they label as aggression, and is it a potential that he may show aggression given the right circumstances, or that he's capable of showing aggression? And if you walk past someone's house and a Jack Russell's jumping up and showing its teeth and growling at you as you walk past, you don't think that's an aggressive dog. It's not because it's not capable of hurting you, you just don't assume it's aggressive. But if you see a dog that looks like it may have a bit of band breed in him, then of course that's an aggressive dog, and I think it's ridiculous.
I've had friends who've had dogs having to be destroyed because somebody jumped over the fence into their garden, and the dog defended the property, and which was a shame. But we also had a dog that everybody just looked at and went, "Oh gosh, isn't he adorable?" And I wouldn't have trusted him as far as I could have thrown him.
Yeah.
And it was just something in him.
Yeah.
It's not the way, it wasn't badly treated. Or
that is where the legislation fails. The legislation was a knee-jerk reaction to media frenzy of the late 80s. And since the legislation has came in 91, pit bull ownership has went through the roof. Dog attacks have went through the roof. It hasn't solved anything. It's created more problems. Mm-hmm. And the arbitrary nature in which Belfast City Council can use their powers is scandalous. There's no transparency.
Have you discovered anything, whether there's anything with other councils, whether they have the same sort of policies?
And to be honest, that's not something I've looked at. I've looked at the legislation as it applies in the rest of the UK. Across in England, they're a lot better. They even have doggy bail.
Mm-hmm.
Where a dog can be initially assessed very quickly and can be released back to the owner. Here, that isn't the case. Every dealing I've had with the council has made me believe that they just expected me or Joanne or both of us just to sign Hank over and get him put down. Every conversation we have had has been they have talked about him as if he is a pit bull and as if he is dangerous. This is before any sort of formal assessment has been carried out, and I would even question the legitimacy of the formal assessments themselves.
Well, listen, somebody's just said there, keep fighting for Hank, says Martin. So, listen, we wish you all the very best and we hope Hank comes home.
Thank you so much indeed,
Leonard and Joanne. That's it from me for this morning, leaving you just with a bit of music, taking us up to the news at 12, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Enjoy your day. Carolyn coming up after the news at 12 o'clock.